Aloha Dam is a structure built across a river where water still flows but is very hazardous for users. Many were removed, but statewide there are about 100 of them still in use. Indianapolis will remove one Lowhead Dam as part of ongoing efforts to make the White River safer for recreation and improve the river's ecology. The city secured a U.S. Fish and Wildlife grant this year to remove the dam that lies just south of 16th Street in downtown Indianapolis. WFYI's Jill Sheridan sat down with the Friends of the White River executive director, Scott Salmon, to talk about the history of the Emmerichsville Dam and the bigger problem of Lowhead Dams.
That's been an issue, ongoing issue in the White River for many people as we're looking to, you know, traverse the river and make it more user-friendly.
Yeah, and Indiana has quite a few Lowhead Dams. Many have been removed, but we still probably have over 100 statewide, making the rivers and streams dangerous for people to recreate on and also fragmenting the ecology of the river system.
Why were they put in originally?
It really depends. Some of them, of the oldest ones, were put in like mills, like early settlement. We're talking like 1820s to, you know, 1840s or 50s. A little bit later, they started being put in for infrastructure purposes. With industrialization, you got machinery that needs cooling. Water cools things pretty well. Also to get drinking water to treatment plants so people had drinking water. Emmerichsville was not built for any of those purposes. It was built in the late 1800s for the purposes of recreation. So the idea was Riverside Park, which is bigger than Central Park. It has the river flowing through it, and at the time that Riverside Park was being developed, they decided to turn the river into a lake. It's called Lake Indy. Well, what they didn't know back then is, one, that it was really detrimental to the natural ecology of the White River. The science of ecology hadn't even been invented yet, so they didn't know what they didn't know. And the consequences we've been dealing with it for, over 100 years now. So,
talk a little bit about, you know, I didn't realize how it impacts the ecology.
Well, in simple terms, the way I've been explaining a lot lately is when you have that Lowhead Dam, fish species can't go upstream. And many fish species are dependent on small tributary streams. And so the fish community is entirely different. The plant community, you would see things, especially invasive plant species, really thrive in those areas that are backed up by dams.
Let's talk about this particular dam. I mean, it's become a real danger as well. We've seen, you know, two kayakers recently passed away.
Yeah, the Emmerichsville Dam has killed three people in the last 3 years. And that's just unacceptable to have that kind of drowning hazard next to a public park. The history of Belmont Beach is actually really closely tied with the Emmerichsville Dam. So it was really the dividing line between you had better water and healthier water and cleaner water upstream of the dam. And downstream was slaughterhouse outfalls, and it was nasty stuff. So that dividing line in the 1920s became a racial dividing line because of the control of the KKK over the city of Indianapolis, the segregation of all the Indy Parks facilities. So you talk about an environmental injustice. Belmont Beach and the Emmerichsville Dam are a pretty good example of the harm we've done to our own citizens.
Also, we're worried about this moving forward in a timely manner. Is that correct?
Right. So the time frame for the Emmerichsville Dam removal, I think the earliest we'll see an excavator with basically a giant jackhammer out there getting rid of the dam would be July of 2025. There's state and federal permits that need to be filed and approved. You know, this is all about safety for recreational users and improving the ecology. And in the springtime, fish spawn. And so if you have heavy equipment in that spawning area, it can really hurt the reproduction of different fish species. So there's a moratorium on construction within the bottom of the stream bed throughout the spring. So they kind of, July 1st is usually when they say work can begin.
So hopefully.
Hopefully. And that's and that's if everything goes right, right? If the bureaucrats who have been holding things up don't continue to hold things up.
That was Scott Salmon, Executive Director of Friends of the White River, speaking with WFYI's Jill Sheridan.